Each Wednesday, we interview someone from the local peace community. Tonight, we are talking with Saul Rigberg about Passover, a major celebration of the Jewish people's emancipation from slavery. We'll learn how Passover relates to other movements for liberation, like those for the Palestinians. Saul, can you start off with giving us an overview of Jewish Voice for Peace?
Yes. Thank you very much for having me. Jewish Voice for Peace was formed in 1996 by undergraduate students in college students in the San Francisco area. The mission of Jewish Voice for Peace is to oppose anti-Jewish, anti-Muslim, and anti-Arab bigotry and oppression. JVP seeks an end to the Israeli occupation of the West Bank, Gaza, and East Jerusalem, and advocates for self-determination for Palestinians and security for the Jewish people. One of the main focuses also is addressing the rise of anti-Semitism, which has been part of the fabric of history for a long, long time, and was given a boost by the Catholic Church and Martin Luther during the Protestant Reformation. And now, of course, we see white supremacy being embraced by the Trump administration, which also encourages a more robust degree of anti-Semitism.
So, Saul, you told us before we get on the air that Passover is your favorite, Jewish observance. Can you give us an overview of Passover?
Certainly. It is my favorite holiday, and the reason is it's the only holiday I'm aware of that is centered on the liberation of a group of people. Passover acknowledges the first time in recorded history that a group of slaves overthrew their oppressors. And it's significant because until that story became known, people throughout the world believe that it was natural, it was a God-ordained or deity-ordained that there would be oppressors and the oppressed. So it's a major sea change in history.
Could you tell us about the Passover story and how it inspires movements for liberation and against oppression throughout history?
First, let me just tell you a little bit about why Passover is occurring this time of year. And that ties into your question. Passover is always celebrated on the first full moon of the after the vernal equinox, and that was a period. That was a time when pagan people were celebrating the arrival of spring. There were various holidays or celebrations. One acknowledged or celebrated the birthing of the lambs, and the other was the barley harvest. So when the rabbis were developing a foundation story for Judaism, they used those two holidays, those two celebrations, the harvest and the lambs being birthed, and created this eight-day holiday, which is the bedrock of which is the exodus of Hebrews and other slave people from what is now called Egypt to Palestine. And so because of the connection of the birth, rebirth of the earth and the escape from slavery of many oppressed people, that ties into current events, which is part of the answer to your question.
Okay, so can you elaborate on how Passover story inspired other movements for liberation?
Certainly. The theme of Passover inspired such movements as the liberation theology in South America. Also, many of the slave songs from American slaves refer to the Exodus. So it's been a a beacon for people. And what we find is that the rabbis, even at the beginning of the creation of the idea of Passover, when the first Haggadah, the Haggadah is the book that lays out the story and the order in which the 15 parts of the ritual take place. That the first written Haggadah is from about 1,800 years ago. The actual slave rebellion occurred about 3,300 years ago. And when the rabbis were developing the order of the ritual...
This is the Seder?
Seder is modeled on the way the Greeks would have formal dinners with a time for conversation. There would be one theme to talk about. There would be two cups of wine before dinner and two cups after, and people would recline on pillows. That was a sign of freedom to be able to recline at a meal. So the ritual, there's 15 steps of the Seder, but the rabbi said, even back from the beginning, that your obligation is to feel what it was like to be a slave and then feel the struggle, but also make the story relevant to your own time. And so that leads us to Israel's occupation of Palestine and what that means to celebrate the freedom of Jews and the liberation from slavery while Israel is occupying Palestine.
So how does this play out, say, in Israel, which is occupying Palestine and may not entirely agree with the Jewish voice of peace perspective?
I think that's right. It appears that the majority of Israelis do not agree with the Jewish voice for peace perspective, which is supportive of the boycott, divestment, and movement. But I think there are small groups of people who do, mm-hmm. Who are active, and who are more aware of the impact.
So in Israel, are there actual events that sort of try to make that point that, given that we as Jewish people are observing our own liberation from the slave owners in Egypt, that it is time for us to extend that same act of liberation to those who are oppressed in the occupied territories? Does those type of events take place within Israel at this point?
I'm not sure how widespread alternative celebrations. I know there are groups of Israelis that do have common events with Palestinians, but it's very hard for Israelis to go into the occupied territories. Mm-hmm. So Jewish Voice for Peace has put out a supplement to the Haggadah for use by people, and what the theme is that instead of focusing only on Jews becoming liberated, is to point out that if there's one person in chains, as Eugene Debs said, then we're all in chains.
Okay, so if people wanted to find out more about this interpretation by Jewish Voice for Peace or, the materials you have developed in terms of connecting the Passover to the liberation of Palestine, where would they go get that information?
Well, I think the best way is to look on the internet at the Jewish Voice for Peace website. There's much literature, there's resources are listed, and details about different themes and events that are going on.
And do you guys meet here in the Capital District, and how do people get involved with that?
Yes, we meet once a month at the First Unitarian Universalist Society, and we can be contacted through our website.
Okay, I think you may have already touched on this, but how does the Jewish Voice for Peace relate to the Passover and the plight of the Palestinian people? I think you've already talked about that, but can you amplify it? Go ahead.
Yeah, actually, I think we were saying goodbye to Saul.
Okay, well, thank you very much for having me.
Right. For those of us
just tuning in, I'm J.P. Pogorski.
Yes, and I'm Mark Dunley. You're listening to the Hudson Mohawk Magazine on WOOC 105.3 FM in Troy.
To learn more about the Hudson Mohawk Magazine program, to listen online, and to learn how to support the Sanctuary for Independent Media, check us out online at mediasanctuary.org. If you have comments, suggestions, or misdirected aggression, you can text us at 518-888-3004.